Welcome, great patriotic friends, to July 15th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And for the next 5 minutes, I'm going to be talking about America, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So, let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everyone stand up and face the flags if we have one. Put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that is how we do things in this country, my friends. Now on to today's show. Pike sets off for travels.
Washington University rocks their 3D printed boat.
We'll wish a happy birthday to Jesse the Body Ventura. And Nolan Ryan throws a second no-hitter. Right, so now let's get started.
1806, Pike sets off for his travels.
Zebulon Montgomery Pike, who lived from January 5th, 1779 to April 27th, 1813, was an American explorer and military officer who served in the War of 1812. Pike tried to find the source of the Mississippi River and also explore the Rocky Mountains and southwestern North America. Pike's Peak in Colorado is named after him. Pike was sent to Minnesota by German James Wilkinson, the governor of the Louisiana Territory, to search for the source of the Mississippi River in 1805. Pike led a crew of 20 men from St. Louis to Upper Minnesota during the fall and winter. They traveled on boats and then sleds when the river was iced over. Although the actual source is Lake Itasca, Pike was convinced that the nearby Lake Leech was the source of the river. General Wilkinson then sent Pike to the Rocky Mountains and the Southwest in 1806, but officially told him not to enter Spanish territory. Pike discovered Pike's Peak in Colorado, but failed to climb it. Continuing south, Pike did enter Spanish territory and was arrested and taken to Santa Fe in what is now New Mexico. Pike was one of the first Americans to see New Mexico. He was released by the Spanish in Louisiana. His notes about his journeys mistakenly stated that the area he traveled was mostly desert, unsuitable for farming. This discouraged the settlements of the area for quite a while, but trade increased, and it turned out that Pike's information on the military weakness of the Spanish was quite important. General Pike died in 1813 during the War of 1812 at the Battle of York, which is in Canada. Pike commanded the American troops in the Battle of York. And that segment was dedicated to David Pike, one of his great ancestors, who was a personal friend to me and my family.
2012, Wolf Rocks the Boat, says the headline for Washington.edu. The Washington Open Object Fabricator Group submitted a 3D printed milk jug boat that you could actually put in the water, sit in, and row. It all started as a boat race way back in 1972 with the Seafair Pirates landing in Milk Carton Derby on Green Lake in Seattle. And since then, Seafair has expanded itself to include many events, such as the Lake Washington Triathlon, the Torchlight Parade, the Seafair Cup, the Blue Angels appearances, and of course, the Milk Carton Derby, where folks can come from all over with the most outlandish milk carton schemes. Not to be outdone in that category, students from the Wolf team at the University of Washington figured out how to make a 7-foot-long, 40-pound boat made out of crushed milk cartons. To complete their 3D printing system, they would need a plasma cutter and a homemade extruder to build a boat that could account for 2% shrinkage when hitting the water. That is so nerdy, I don't even know what I just said. But they did it, and the crew managed to create the world's largest 3D printed boat. Very cool, fellas.
1951. Happy birthday, Jesse the Body Ventura. Jesse's also a former professional wrestler, TV host, author, conspiracy theorist, naval veteran, and former governor of Minnesota. He ran for the Reform Party and beat both the Democrat and Republican nominees and publicly said he might run for president in 2016. And finally, 1973, California Angel Nolan Ryan throws his second no-hitter, beating the Detroit Tigers 6-0.
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for July 15th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's show and take some of the multiple choice quizzes that are on there. I've got a comment board for you. Have you ever been to Pike's Peak? Let me know. Or here's a tough question. What's your favorite Die Hard movie? Yeah, I know. After careful consideration, I might say the first one is probably the best, in my opinion. What about Jesse the Body Ventura? Did he make a better wrestler, better governor, or conspiracy theorist? So yeah, let me know. And be sure to check out tomorrow's show. I'll talk about the first atomic bomb, preparation for the Battle of Bull Run, Catcher in the Rye, Orville Redenbacher, Michael J. Fox, and Russell Brand and Katy Perry. Don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you tomorrow.